our welcome to country today. We're very honoured to have Dr. Matilda House, also known as Auntie Matilda, who's a Ngambri Ngunnawal elder of the country that we're on today, and she will welcome us to our gathering today. Thank you, Auntie Matilda.
Does that make you feel good? I really want to welcome you here in the land of my ancestors, especially from my great-great-grandfather, Black Harry, born and bred in this wonderful land, the Ngambri Ngunnawal. And, of course, what he had left me as a, you know, through the generational of our lives, I too will be passing this wonderful welcome on to my grandchildren. So it goes on and on. But today we're here, I'm here to welcome you to this land and to always thank you for the privilege and the honour of being here today. And also the, I was reading the program with all these wonderful people. Is Michael Moore here yet? Dr. Michael Moore, I should say. Yeah, a wonderful man. So, you know, every guy that's here today and every lady, you're here for the benefits of making sure that rural health is a one-up thing always, because how well and how much we do need the rural health. And I guess you already know about all the mental health issues that we have in rural places that need to be addressed and to be looked after, number one policy that needs to be done all the time. Years ago, our Aboriginal people who lived in remote areas never realised what they were experiencing. But rural health helped them to succumb and to help that the care that was going to be there for them will continue on, and I hope so too. But not only for Aboriginal people, but for all rural health right around Australia. So badly needed, each and every one of you that are here today, to help to make and care for those wonderful families that are out there in rural country, and paying a heavy price for keeping this beautiful land of ours going, because without rural health we wouldn't have the things that are on our table nearly every night, whether it's vegetables or meat, vegans or whatever. But at the end of the day, I want to thank you for having me here, and I too wish that you have a through the respect that has been given to me to hand to you, that the respect will always be there for each of us all the time. So thank you very much for listening to me. Sorry I was a bit late, but I've got to blame the taxi again. They're the best ones to blame when you're late, isn't it? I can't blame a plane because I only live over in Queanbeyan. But thank you all so much for having me here today, and have a wonderful, wonderful time. Through the programs that I've been reading, it's just absolutely a winner for us all who and others who live in rural health. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.